everybody. Welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary. Boo!
Ooh, we did it. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host this week, that was Jen Scott you just heard.
It's me. Hi, Jen. I'm the problem. It's me.
Jen is the problem. How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, it's going. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Just amazing.
Fab.
Everyone knows Jen. She's been on this podcast before. She's been on all the other network podcasts everywhere.
I'm your favorite. You know it.
I would 100% agree. Don't tell anyone else.
They know, and it makes them sad.
Here's hoping. It makes them sad.
Yeah, fuck their feelings.
Jen, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We're talking about some shit this week.
Let's fucking go.
People might have heard recently that eBay was ordered to pay $3 million to resolve a U.S. criminal probe. And if you don't know why they were ordered to pay that money, well, good news. Me and Jen are here to tell you why. And it is wild.
Fucking eBay, of all people.
Yeah, as far as corporations go, I never think of eBay as being even sort of a problem.
I will do you one better. I don't think of eBay.
I mean, I use eBay quite a bit, but it's just because I sell sports cards on the side. For money.
Yeah, I'm not doing any collector's items as of late.
Yeah, that's really the only thing to use it for is if you're selling or shopping for vintage stuff, hard to find stuff. I guess eBay is still a thing. But yeah, it does seem like it's kind of fallen a little bit by the wayside in recent years.
I still think of it as a website, and anything that is a website is dead.
That's true, I suppose.
Yeah, I think.
I think Amazon kind of killed eBay because it's really hard. Once you've had like Amazon shipping times, it's hard to wait 3 or 4 days to get something. When I shop on Amazon now, I shop according to what is going to arrive like by 6 p.m.
Yeah. When will it be here the fastest?
Yeah. And I think
that's really not bidding.
Yeah. I really don't fuck with auctions. That's a bridge too far.
If I'm bidding on something, I'm losing that bid because I'm forgetting immediately.
Yeah. You got to get in there at the last second and then you have to set an alarm on your phone and be there when everything's starting.
And so fucking people have those algorithms set up so that they just snipe you at the last moment. So fuck that.
I am a good eBay sniper, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I could never be.
You get me watching an auction. I'm gonna take it.
Watching auctions.
So the reason why eBay had to pay this $3 million is pretty wild. It all starts with an online newsletter called E-Commerce Bytes that was founded in 1999 by a married couple named Ina and David Steiner that is somehow still around. That's
okay.
Amazing.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. A newsletter? Okay, sure. Pop off.
Well, I think it's a website now, so it's dead to you, but
dead to me.
It is still apparently.
It's crazy that it's still around from 1999.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of reminds me of Snopes. Like Snopes is also just a husband and wife team that started a website in the 90s and that blew up into a thing. Maybe I should be reading it. I sell stuff on eBay.
Yeah, fuck.
It's described as a trade publication for people who make their living selling stuff online. But in addition to offering tips for improving online sales and things of the like, they would also write about changes made at various e-commerce sites, sometimes critically.
Bam.
Oops, messing with the wrong industry, Steiners. The newsletter/website carried on like this, mostly untroubled, for 2 decades. And then things changed in April 2019. It was that month that Ina Steiner published a report on E-Commerce Bytes about how eBay CEO Devin Wenig was paid 152 times more than the typical eBay employee.
And that's a lot more.
That is a lot more. And she also kind of implied that he's getting that money at the expense of eBay sellers.
Ah, so taking a cut of everything.
Right. And this happened right around the same time an activist hedge fund called Elliott Management purchased a significant stake in eBay and immediately demanded changes, including replacing Devin Wenig as CEO.
Peace out, Devin.
Right? Also, what's
I've ever met a not evil Devin.
You know, the only Devin I've ever known was a girl who was my neighbor when I was a kid. I've was never she known. She wasn't my favorite kid in the neighborhood. That's for sure.
Sounds evil.
Yeah. One time I went to go ride my bike and I had a little basket on front of my bike because it was very useful. And I came out. She did exactly what you did just now. She pointed at me and started laughing, and I cried and went right back in my house.
Well,
so yeah,
I wasn't laughing at the basket. I wasn't laughing at the basket. I was laughing at the fact that you were already defending the basket because it was useful, which I wasn't questioning. I was like, pop off with your basket. And you're like, but it was useful. So she fucked you up forever.
She did. I've never had a basket. Like on my evil.
My point stands.
Yeah. So yeah, all only evil Devins out there. And so they get this like activist hedge fund that buys up a bunch of stock. They have all this pressure to make changes. And in the midst of this, E-commerce Bytes starts publishing unflattering takes about CEO Devin Wenig. And so somehow Devin Wenig's idea for making things better within the company was, let's get these bitches who've been writing bad shit about me. Let's take them out. And I don't know, seems like an interesting strategy that was doomed to fail from the beginning.
Wait, so they tried to replace him and then he was like, nah, I'm going to come for them. Is that what happened?
Well, no, they didn't initially. This activist hedge fund that took over, they suggested changing CEO.
Oh, so they were like, let's get this Devin motherfucker out. And he was like, I'm going to just...
And so one of his ideas to, I guess, save his job was to get this site to stop talking bad about him.
Oh, boy. Trying to silence people always goes well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an insane strategy. He should have just quit. I would have just.
Yeah. Just go be rich for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's a corporate job. You're going to be fine. But he decides instead that he's going to go after this husband and wife team that are writing all of these bad things about him. He sends Ina Steiner's article about him and his salary to Steve Weimer, who was eBay's then chief communications officer, who replied, we're going to crush this lady. And Wenig replied, take her down.
People stay putting really incriminating shit in emails. I swear to you, this was definitely an email, and that's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, it was either an email or a text, and either way, you know it was done using company property. So, yeah, you're right. If this ever turns into a lawsuit, which it already has, but at the time when you're sending these things, you got to consider, what if we get sued?
Then this and is also, all you got to say, I'm joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put LOL at the end or something.
Say, everything I say is a joke. Just throw that in your conversations once in a while as legal advice.
Yeah, just add a JK, and then when you see the person in the hallway, pull them aside and be like, but not JK. Yeah.
Be like, I was fucking serious.
Give them a little wink. So then Steve Weimer passes these concerns onto a guy named Jim Baugh, the head of eBay's security division, telling him that Steiner was, quote, a biased troll who needs to be burned down.
I'm going to use that. A biased troll
who needs to be burned from
a real place of hate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a rough way to describe a person. And
also,
Jim,
like, security division. What's his deal?
That's
he's just mad. People are talking shit. Okay.
That's the thing. Jim Baugh, will link to a New York Times article that goes into a whole lot of detail about this. And Jim Baugh, for one, claims to have worked for the CIA before, and I believe him. He claims his wife currently worked at the CIA when he was working at eBay, and he's described as kind of scary and as someone who liked to talk a lot but hated to be questioned.
He sounds just like me.
And he ran eBay's security wing kind of like an intelligence agency. They would identify people who were a threat to eBay. And it's like, how many can there be? What does that even mean?
He like is the meme where it's like, you know, she runs this like the Navy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
And
tell that he runs that eBay like the Navy.
And he really did. Like, he was the kind of boss who would fire people for not smiling enough in front of executives, for chewing their pen too much. He fired someone for. He also, as once he took over, weirdly, all of the men in his department slowly quit for various reasons and were all replaced. Well, no. And they were all replaced with young, blonde, 20-something women.
I stand by my statement. What are you compensating for?
Yeah. Could still be that. And he constantly preached the importance of loyalty, which anytime someone preaches loyalty too much, what they really mean is, I will murder you if you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, they mean I'm going to do some fucked up shit and you better not say anything because you're loyal to me now.
Right. Yeah. Anyone who fucking preaches that, run.
I don't even think that I've ever had to use the word loyal. Like, what's going on? I don't think I've ever been concerned with loyalty.
Yeah.
If I'm concerned with loyalty, it's already fucked.
Yeah. I mean, I've had concerns about loyalty, but it was like after the fact.
Yeah. If I'm saying the word loyal, something's already fucked.
Yeah. But I'm not preemptively holding meetings where I'm like, watch this clip from this gangster movie where someone gets shot in the head for not being loyal. That could be you if you don't take your eBay job seriously enough. Like, what? Fucking what? And they didn't just focus on Ina and David Steiner. There was also a Twitter user. This part is fascinating to me. He just went by the name Fido Master.
Of course.
And his wife sold stuff on eBay, and he felt that eBay sometimes took advantage of the sellers. So he would tweet about that. And the fascinating part is, even with their CIA-like intelligence wing on the job and the New York Times getting involved, this person has yet to be identified. No one knows who Fido Master is. That blows my mind. Like, the New York Times, they were like, we talked to him extensively. He's a real person, but no one has been able to identify or name this person, which is fascinating to me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the thing about eBay, they thought Fido Master was a like burner account set up by the Steiners, because this person would always comment on the Steiners' posts in addition to tweeting all the time about eBay. And so,
love this level of paranoia.
Well, especially when you take into account that these tweets that Fido Master was posting were getting like 12, 13 likes. No one was even seeing this shit.
That's some specific Google searching if you're even finding it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Paranoid.
And meanwhile, like, the highest level executives at eBay are losing their shit over this guy. Nuts. And they had built up this scheme in their mind where the Steiners and Fido Master were the same person. And so one of the first things they do to silence the Steiners, eBay sends someone to where these people live, Natick, Massachusetts.
Okay.
eBay flies someone from Silicon Valley, so, you know, San Francisco Bay Area, all the way to Natick, Massachusetts, just so someone can write Fido Master on the Steiner's fence.
Oh my God. Are we 12?
This is
some egg your house ass bullshit.
It really is.
Did they TP it too?
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't.
Do you think they wrote it in Sharpie or spray paint?
I bet it was spray paint.
I love the idea that they couldn't get spray paint. And so they like had to get like painter's paint and like use a paintbrush.
Be funny if it was like a whole mural. They hired a local artist.
At Fido Master. And it's like beautiful calligraphy. Yeah.
So they send someone out to like paint on these people's fence.
Imagine that they don't have a clue who Fido Master is. And they just wake up one morning, go to write their stupid bullshit website, and then they go outside, probably for the first time in days, and they just see Fidomaster written on their fucking fence, and they're like, okay, something's wrong.
Never seen that word before. Very strange. But the Steiners persisted in their criticisms of eBay.
Yeah, they probably didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, they probably were like, what?
Is our dog trying to communicate with us?
I'm sure they did just assume that that was like the street handle of the person who tagged their home with graffiti. That's what I would assume.
I don't even know if I would jump to Googling it that fast. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the Steiners, they don't give up in their criticism of eBay, even though someone painted Fidomaster.
A huge threat.
On their fence.
One of the biggest threats I've ever heard.
In August 2019, Ina Steiner wrote another post about a lawsuit eBay filed against Amazon. And this one was just like sort of critical of Devin Wenig. It just kind of questioned his motivation for filing this lawsuit. And 33 minutes after that post went up, Devin Wenig texted Steve Weimer and said, quote, "If you are ever going to take her down, now is the time."
This man's an idiot.
This man is a psychopath, is what he is.
He's an idiot and a psychopath because he's drunk with power and also thinks that nothing is going to come from texting someone, take her down. Also, like the moves he's making that he thinks he's making in silence that are so like, I did something, are so nothing.
Yes. And so this is the point where Jim Baugh and eBay security launch a plan against the Steiners. And they refer to it as the White Knight strategy.
That's hilarious.
Basically, the idea is they harass the shit out of the Steiners and then at one point reach out as eBay to say, hey, we heard you're getting all this harassment from someone in the seller community. Could we maybe, you know, try to help? And then the threats and the harassment stop. And that was supposed to turn the Steiners' opinion of eBay in a more favorable direction. So they would stop writing stuff about eBay. It's an insane
idea. Not even okay.
It reminds
like a non-plan.
It actually reminds me of a thing that is in, and I know, say it with me, Jen, Tupac's FBI files. I know you know.
Oh, duh, 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 duh.
With this, yeah. There is a thing that happened to Tupac not long before he died, where he was getting extorted by someone. They don't name the person. I won't speculate. And someone working in conjunction with the Jewish Defense League, which, don't be confused, people at home, that sounds like an organization that would be on the up and up. They are not. They are a big, big problem. The Jewish Defense League, they're kind of like, I don't know, the Nation of Islam compared to Islam. Like, very, very different thing. And Tupac was getting extorted by someone working in conjunction with the Jewish Defense League. And the way it worked is he was getting all of these threatening phone calls and messages. And this person who was working with the people sending the messages shows up and is like, oh, well, I can get that to stop if you give me $50,000. I know these people. I can intervene on your behalf. I'm your friend. And meanwhile, he's working with them the whole time. And then Tupac hands over the money and the threats stop. Same thing happened to Eazy-E, which is also in his FBI file.
Us.
It seems like that was eBay's strategy. They were making the threats, but also they were going to ride in on their horse and be the ones to put an end to the threats. And that was going to get the Steiners off.
It's like when you gaslight someone and then you're like, but I can save you from this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly that.
Yeah, it's exactly that. They're being crazy.
So the first act of harassment was to send Ina Steiner angry Twitter messages via a fake account called Tua Ellie that claimed to be an eBay user from Samoa who believed the e-commerce Bytes website was hurting his sales. And Ina Steiner sounds like she's good at the internet because
she's had a website since 1999.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's pretty well versed in how things work. She did what you ought to do in a situation like this and just ignored those messages to the point that this person sending her messages sent another one that said, I guess I'm going to have to get your attention another way, bitch. And meanwhile, this is like
normal, very normal.
Like these messages are coming from some 20 something working at eBay in the security department. And so they send this message that says they're going to have to get her attention another way, bitch. And that's when the deliveries start. First, a package containing a bloody pig mask, which didn't the
not even a bloody pig head, like a mask.
I guess just a mask. Yeah, the head. I wonder if you could legitimately mail a pig's head, though.
Also, whose blood is that?
Yeah, there's lots of questions here. Yeah, I guess you could mail a pig head if you put it on dry ice, but then it's not going to have the same effect. You want it to be
like, was it real blood? I have so many questions. Yeah,
whose blood was it? Did they buy it with the blood or did they buy
fake blood and fake blood the mask? Because that is some level of production that I'm here for.
Yeah. I like to imagine just Jim Baugh cutting his fucking arm.
Yeah, just slitting his little bit and being like, they'll see.
Just dripping blood onto this mask.
Also, like, okay, for this to go this far over what this is about, this motherfucker's doing way worse shit.
Oh, absolute. I can't imagine what this dude's doing in his everyday life.
You freak out about this and people looking into you about this. What are you actually doing?
And yeah, I think probably a big part of his thing was also loyalty, because he was the one who preached it so much. So if the people who have employed you are like, I have a problem, then he's going to have this weird sense of loyalty where he's like, I will murder someone for you. And it's like, hey, calm down. You don't,
Jesus. Yeah. What the fuck? Need to
do that, but
relax.
And we're kind of just getting started on the harassment. It seems like mailing a bloody pig mask would be like the culmination of events, but that was just like act two. 14 minutes after they got the pig mask, for one thing, Ina Steiner gets another message from Tua Ellie that just says, do I have your attention now? And after that, they start getting constant deliveries, including things like fly larvae,
ew,
live spiders, and a box of cockroaches.
Do
you think they mailed this stuff?
I feel like it has to be hand delivered for a lot of it.
I would think so. I don't, because the only thing I can imagine is I'm sure there's a site that will like ship you crickets and shit to feed to your pet snake.
If you're
the kind of crazy person who owns
cockroaches.
And maybe they'll mail you some cockroaches too, but then those are just going to show up in like a box where you're going to be like, oh shit, that's creepy. But also they are contained in this small little box.
Also, I could close this box and be done with this. Yeah.
Back outside.
And post online. Does anyone have a snake? Because it's your lucky day.
Yeah. Like for this to really work, you need to open that box and roaches just start pouring out.
Yeah. It needs to be a jack in the box of roaches.
How'd they get the roaches in the box?
They're crazy.
Where'd they get them?
I think that you're right, that it's probably from just like a pet store.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Yeah. And they just are like, this will be scary.
What if the eBay offices are just infested with cockroaches?
I love the idea of corporate guys trying to come up with scary stuff. Being like, oh, what's scary? What's scary? A bloody pig mask, I guess.
And that is exactly how this worked in the New York Times article.
It's so silly.
In the New York Times article, they described that exact thing. At one point, the security team just got together and had a brainstorming sesh where they were like, how can we fuck with these people? Like, what?
I want to see that whiteboard.
Yeah, I want to be in that meeting.
I want to know what got circled, what got crossed out.
They also sent the Steiners a funeral wreath alongside a book called Grief Diaries, Surviving the Loss of a Spouse.
That's a threat. I think that's a threat. That falls into threat.
eBay is literally threatening to murder these people for saying
they're like, we won't tell you which spouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
On top of all that, copies of an issue of Hustler magazine called Hustler, Barely Legal, were sent to neighbors' homes with David Steiner's name on them.
It's okay.
It's like, hey, don't you see the word legal? Who cares?
Yeah, I'm like, this is a whiteboard moment where they were like, we're going to send CP. And then they're like, that's too crazy, because then we'll have CP. And then they're like, okay, what if they're barely legal?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucked.
And so the Twitter harassment got a lot scarier too, including a message from Tua Ellie that said, when you hurt our business, you hurt our families. People will do anything to protect family. And people at home are just going to have to seek this out for yourselves to see this message, because it looks like fucking Prince wrote it.
The spelling or lack of spelling, to be quite honest.
Yeah. U is just the letter U. Business, B-I-Z-N-E-S-S. People.
At that point, just use all Z's. Business.
People will do anything to protect family, to the number two.
With the number.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like Prince lyrics. And things just escalated from there. At one point, Baugh and a member of the security team flew across the country with the intention of putting a GPS tracking device.
Oh my God. Who's have entered loser category at this point?
And what were they going to do with that information? I wonder. This is a couple writing a fucking e-commerce blog from home. They probably don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, they haven't been outside in months. What do you mean? Yeah.
I guarantee this was just going to catch them like.
That's why they failed. They don't have a car.
Well, no, the reason they failed is they showed up to put a tracker on the car and then realized the car is locked in a garage. And so they
didn't consider garages.
Well, yeah, not just that, but so just wait for them to leave. And if they go somewhere and park, you put your
That. These guys are so dumb.
Yeah, you just put your tracker on then. But no, instead they went to a local hardware store to buy a pry bar and gloves so they could break in and put this GPS tracker.
Because, you know, they called Psycho and they were like, it's in the garage. And he was like, get a pry bar.
Yeah.
You fucking idiots. Get on it.
And so when all that didn't work, they ended up not breaking in. They just decide, well, we're going to spend the rest of our time in town, just kind of like following the Steiners around. And that turned out to be a huge mistake because they were spotted by police. And that only happened because the Steiners reached out to the local Natick, Massachusetts PD for help. And by that point, they're losing sleep. They're constantly worrying about being followed. It was psychologically devastating. That's a quote from the Steiners lawyer. At one point, a 24-hour pizza delivery place showed up at their door at 4 a.m. demanding payment for $70 worth of pizzas that they did not order.
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, eBay's just
get it together. Grow up.
They also, the eBay security team, posted Craigslist ads for like estate sales and swinger parties with the Steiner's address.
Okay, that rocks. Let's go.
And so they're just constantly getting people.
I love if they just did them a favor. They're like, well, I guess we got a bunch of stuff to get rid of. And we do like fucking people. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are swingers. That would be funny as shit.
Yeah. They'd be like, well, this is convenient. Thank you.
Yeah. You could have just came over and fucked.
Yeah.
Maybe then we would have lightened up on eBay. So shockingly, the thing that broke this case was the Natick, Massachusetts PD, because I'm assuming aside from opioid overdoses, there's not
nothing else going on
in Natick. So they were psyched to have something to do, probably. And they really investigated this, and things started unraveling for eBay after David Steiner managed to photograph a rental car that was being used to stake out their home. That rental car was traced back to an eBay employee who worked on the security team. Local police also traced a payment that was made for those pizzas to a gift card that was purchased just a few blocks away from eBay headquarters.
This is so crazy.
That is some impressive police work, right?
This is about an article. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, they just, all that happened was they wrote about this guy.
Yeah. And all they said was, hey, he gets paid way more than your average eBay employees.
Oh my God, what is he doing with this money besides this?
And yeah, eBay lost their shit over it. So the Natick PD gets the FBI involved and they contact eBay's own lawyers, which was a very smart move because, you know, when you get in front of eBay's lawyers and are like, hey, here's what your employees are doing. You think you want to keep that going? Of course not. The lawyers were like, we are going to no longer be a company if this keeps going. And so the FBI and eBay both launch investigations. And at first, the security team tries to cover it up. For one thing, they tried to find a local person of interest that they could frame for this.
Okay.
Which, how? Like, how are you
like that? What is the frame? What, how are you framing this? What could possibly be the story? We hate them. We just do.
They also worked up a bunch of dossiers filled with fake information about the Steiners, hoping that sharing that with police would deflect attention from what they were doing. And again, how do you think that's going to work? You're like, okay, sure, we mailed a bloody pig mask to them, but this guy likes to fuck dudes. You still want to investigate us? They're like, yeah, of course.
Homophobic dossiers. Love that.
You know, it was a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They also, the security team, once this investigation starts and they find out about it, they start sending each other emails being like,
oh my God,
can you believe that this Tua Ellie person is harassing these people? Oh my God, I can't believe it. Assuming
they're like, how to permanently delete, take her down emails. That's what they're Googling.
If you're sending those emails, it's because you're assuming at some point, investigators are going to see them and be like, oh, well, they didn't know. But by that line of thinking, they're going to see all your previous emails, too.
Fucking dummies.
Idiots. They also had an eBay representative reach out to the Steiners and pretend to offer to help, which was the last part of that White Knight strategy. And they also went as far as considering enlisting the help of a friendly detective within the San Francisco PD to provide falsified security camera footage. So they were going to deep fake these motherfuckers just because
they wrote with a crooked cop.
Just because they wrote a fucking blog post about the CEO.
Oh my God.
That's a thing I bring up about Russia all the time. People are like, Putin murders journalists. It's like, yeah, Putin does probably, but also so do rich people.
We do that all the time. We love do that. Why do you think you can't name a journalist?
But like, yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
But like in Russia, it's just as much that. It's just as much journalists writing about super rich people who are like, motherfucker, I will have you killed.
Yeah.
Scary.
We do that. I don't know why everyone thinks that Russia is special. Everything that they do, we do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a fucking Netflix documentary about it on right now, which we need to cover.
Okay.
So in the end, none of their attempts to cover this up worked. And at the conclusion of the investigation, 7 former eBay workers admitted to participating in the campaign. Most of them got off with nothing more than being fired from their jobs. Jim Baugh, however, was charged for the scheme and sentenced to 57 months in prison. And you know that motherfucker was like, don't worry, boss, I got your back. I'll take this prison.
Loyalty, loyalty.
Yeah. Look where that fucking got you. Jim.
Yeah.
And before people at home get too excited about actual justice being served, it's worth noting that the two executives above Jim Baugh, Devin Wenig and Steve Weimer, they were not even sort of punished. Devin Wenig was replaced as CEO, but he also left with a $57 million severance package and was later reappointed to the board of General Motors, a job that pays him a mere $317,000 a year.
So this guy knows something about the government that he shouldn't know.
Probably. Yeah. I feel the same way about L. Ron Hubbard. Like we did a couple episodes about Scientology last week. And there were various points where lots of people, but L. Ron Hubbard end up getting arrested. And it's like, what's L. Ron know? What?
Yeah. Because at a certain point, you can't pay off everyone. You got to know something.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Devin Wenig getting that GM job, Mary Barra, who is GM's chief executive, told the New York Times that the stalking scandal was, quote, regrettable. But since it, and this is another quote, didn't involve any GM business, end quote, it didn't factor into their decision.
Ah, yeah, classically. No, nothing that anyone's ever done has factored into GM business, so, you know.
Right. Steve Weimer, meanwhile, was hired on as the chief executive of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Silicon Valley.
All right. Wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah. That's definitely the character you want in charge of the Boys and Girls Clubs.
It looks like I don't even have eyes how sus I look right now. Just like squinting so hard.
And again, the chair of that organization confirmed to the New York Times that they were aware of what happened at eBay, but still called Weimer, quote, a leader with integrity.
Send out the pig masks, cover them in blood. Let's go. Integrity. That's what we call integrity here.
And yeah, those two claim they had no idea that eBay's security team was going to do any of this.
We literally have the receipts. What are they fighting? What?
So that $3 million that eBay has to pay, and I'm sure they're going to fight that pretty hard. That's kind of...
fight it forever because the legal fees will be less than paying it.
Yeah, that's kind of the only punishment aside from Jim Baugh getting those 57 months in prison. And who knows how long he'll actually be in. But beyond that, eBay just kind of got away with doing this, which is nuts.
Gross.
And that's kind of all that's going to happen. I'm sure that $3 million is going to bring eBay to a screeching halt.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I wonder if like my seller account will get suspended for doing this episode. That would be crazy.
That would be amazing.
That would be.
I would love if they noticed.
Yeah.
Notice us.
Yeah. I think
that eBay sucks.
Like and subscribe, eBay. Keep.
Yeah. We love attention. We don't care why.
Yeah. And so that's our episode. Be careful who you piss off at eBay, everybody.
You never know who's a corporate millionaire who's going to send shit to your house and then never have anything redemptive happen to him afterwards.
I think that is the scariest thing about pissing off rich people is the idea
that no consequences.
Yeah, they can just take you to court forever. Like even if what they're taking you to court for is frivolous and isn't going to result in anything.
You'll go broke trying to fight them. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll go broke defending yourself.
We've got a great system here, guys.
Yeah. We have a flawless.
It's really working well.
Court system, justice system.
We should all keep working and paying rent for sure.
Here's the thing. USA, you know?
Hey, when I wake up, I say, God bless America.
I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I wake up saying.
Oh my gosh. Hand over heart. Yeah.
I usually wake up like 10 words deep into the pledge.
Yeah, I forgot that about you. That's so crazy. Yeah, I usually make sure to wake up for the part where you say under God, because that's the most important part.
Indivisible. We are indivisible.
With liberty? I hate that I still know it all. It sucks.
For all.
That sucks that I know it all.
It's so
brainwashed.
It's such lies. The Pledge of Allegiance is so much lies.
Also, the fact that they made us say it every day is so gross and propaganda vibes.
Yeah, like, it's creepy shit. Yeah,
we thought so creepy that they make you say it every day. I remember getting in trouble for not.
Yeah, I remember.
And then also by like fifth grade, everyone's like, no.
Yeah, shut up. All right, that's our episode. Jen, thank you so much. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Hey, you could go to youdontshow.link/shop and buy some goddamn shirts.
Buy the shirts.
So me and Jen could have money.
We love to have money.
We have pretty scary shirts and a bunch of other shirts. And then that's it for right now. Jen, what do you got to plug?
I'm still working on my hour show, Jen's Seven Wonders of the World. I'm figuring out when the next run of that will be. Hopefully I'll film a version of it soon and you guys can watch it or pay to watch it or I can sell it to somebody. Any of those leads, feel free to message me about. But it's fun. It's good. I've got shows coming up. I live stream. I'm going to have new content coming out about really fun stuff that I can't say anything about. So just pay attention to me. Notifications on.
Pay attention to us. And let's get out of here. Jen, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Mwah.